It's been a fairly dry summer here in the Northwest, but the rainy season is around the corner. Some people dread the constantly overcast skies and near constant need for waterproof footwear, but others rejoice at the thought of a gloomy, wet day. Knut Berger is CrossCut's chief Northwest native, and he told David Hyde what he loves about the rain.
You know, when we turn that corner at after Labor Day, I really look forward to it. I really look forward to the weather cooling down. I'm kind of built for colder weather anyway. And we used to have a St. Swithin's Day party every summer in July. St. Swithin was the patron saint of summer rains. So we used to celebrate that in July. It didn't always rain on St. Swithin's Day, but we kind of worship the rain at one level.
So most people here love July and August, and then in September, the first rains happen, and you see people on Facebook feeds starting to get really excited about the rain. What's going on there?
I think the positive thoughts are it's refreshing after the summer sun, the relentless summer sun. It just signals a change. We go more indoors. I've noticed you start seeing more soup and stew recipes on Facebook. You know, everybody's photographing their like indoor food. Even if it's not raining, it's like, well, it's September, it's October, you know. And I think we kind of romanticize that aspect of life in Seattle, living in your little bungalow or your little apartment and, you know, being warm and cozy. And I think it's a way that we move from the sort of outdoor REI aspect of life to, you know, Seattle is a book city. Seattle is a city of writers, painters, other creative types. And those are activities. I mean, a lot of people have ascribed our kind of creative culture, entrepreneurial culture to our indoorsness that comes with the weather change.
Do you feel more productive?
No, I don't feel more. I don't think it affects me either way. I mean, a lot of people have SAD, you know, seasonal affectiveness disorder. I know people who do. I don't feel affected by that. I think at first I feel energized. But part of the divide in the reaction between those people who welcome the rain and those people who are like, oh, ugh, is the fact that it's refreshing at first, but you're going to feel differently in February. You know, even if you love the rain, by February, you're like, ugh.
When did people start writing, talking, thinking about Seattle's identity as linked to rain?
Well, it really happened at the beginning of the sort of European settlement of Seattle. I mean, literally November 13th, 1851. You can date it to a time and place. Around noon, the Denny Party showed up at Alki. It was low tide. They had to unload all their stuff way out on the tide flats. And then the women and children had to carry all the luggage up the beach. And when they got there, they found out it was in the rain. It was a cold, you know, November day. When they got up to the beach, they realized the cabin that was supposed to be built for them didn't have a roof. And there's a great quote from William Bell who said, "The ladies sat down on the logs and took a big cry." And we forget, I think in that pioneer period, you know, being outdoors in the rain, being wet in the winter in the Northwest, it was difficult to get dry. And I think from the very beginning, there was this understanding that the rain was something that was part of the place, part of the benefits of living here, water, fertile, you know, river deltas, etc., but also part of the challenge.
People who are new to Seattle might find some consolation in that story, I'm thinking, because they might be hearing this and thinking, I'm new to Seattle. I'm supposed to love the rain, really? You know, what's the answer to that?
Do you have to love sit on a log and have a big cry?
Do you have to love the rain, though, to be a proper Seattleite?
I think to be a proper Seattleite, you have to come to let the rain shape you. I mean, that's kind of the whole thing about being a mossback. You know, moss grows in these moist climates. And I think, you know, a lot of people come and the early settlers did this too. It was like, we're going to build New York Alki. You know, we're going to clone New York and right here on Elliott Bay. But I think what happens over time is the physical environment shapes you, the weather, the geography. And I think that's good. I think people should come to a place, you put down roots, and then you should let that soil and that rain and those ecosystems begin to shape you. Certainly the Native Americans adapted extremely well to this climate. And in fact, they taught us how to live here. And so I think a good Seattleite is somebody who over time shapes themselves and adjusts themselves to what's here as opposed to just wanting to get away from it.
How do you shape yourself, or how do you let the rain shape you?
Well, it has a lot of different aspects. I mean, one is kind of embracing it, not being afraid of getting wet, dressing appropriately. I had a great experience, a New York editor who became a wonderful mentor to me when he first arrived in Seattle from New York. He came into work. I worked at an outdoor adventure magazine. He came into work wearing a Brooks Brothers suit and Gucci's, but it was raining, and so he had these little black rubbers on his feet. I mean, it was like Hercule Poirot showing up to edit a backpacking magazine, you know. And everybody there just looked stunned. And, you know, finally I had to kind of pull him aside, and I'm like, you know, people don't wear that kind of stuff here. You know, you should just get some hiking boots. You can go to the opera in hiking boots. I mean, I think it's just those sort of little cultural things.
Knute Berger is a writer and Crosscut's chief Northwest native. He talked with David Hyde. We wanted to know what KUOW listeners do when the rainy season starts here.
I can easily tell you the best thing to do on a rainy day is light a fire in the fireplace, get a comfortable chair, pull it up to a window with a view, get a good book, sit back and enjoy.
My favorite thing to do on a rainy day is get yourself a blanket, cuddle up on the couch, get yourself nice and comfortable, and then just play some video games all day through the rain. It's great.
The perfect thing to do on a rainy day, especially when it's late and dark and cold, is to go running. It is the only thing that cures the blues.
That's what some of you like to do on rainy days here. And we may also talk about rain next Friday on the record. That's when state climatologist Nick Bond is back.